that says, the chorus says, some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives us all in the night season and all the day long. That's so true, isn't it? Go with me, if you would, back to Psalm 100. Psalm 100, verse 1 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. You know, rest is a good thing. We just had a little rest. Rest is such a good thing. A moment to recharge, shut everything down. You need that. Just a moment to shut everything down, declutter your mind, and rest. It's a good thing. Sometimes you're so concerned about what's right in front of you that usually whenever I go on vacation, I cannot get excited about it until I'm on the road because I'm so concerned about what's in front of me. We're so concerned about that, or we're so concerned about what's right around the corner, what we can't see it yet, but it's coming. Sometimes we're so concerned about all of that, we don't ever have the ability to reflect on what has been. We don't have the time. We don't have the mental capacity to think about what has happened to the point where I am. So concerned about here and forward, we can't really enter into what has happened up to the point where we are. I had a little time this week to ponder some things. I had some rest. I thought about Mary, the wife of Joseph. When all these things happened concerning the Lord of glory being born, everything that was announced, everything the angel said, it says she pondered all these things in her heart. I had some time to ponder some things in my heart. I had moments where I was able to really think on the Lord's dealings with me. And what a thing to think on. The Lord's dealings with my family, the Lord's dealings with our congregation. Every time that I did in the moments throughout the week, every time my mind went to the Lord's dealings with me and the Lord's dealings with us, every time I came to this conclusion, the Lord is good. I feel like that's what my week was filled with. I had moment after moment. They came in spurts. Every morning, Hannah and I drank coffee on this little back patio that we had. And we would sit there for 2 cups. That's how long it takes me to sit there, 2 cups, however long that is. And after that, we started every day with a family bike ride. We had bikes down there every day. we rode bikes. And then we spent the rest of the day sitting on the beach. That was our week. We'd go out in the water a little bit every now and then. We'd walk up and down the beach a little bit every now and then. But I spent pretty much all of my time either sitting on a patio, sitting on a bike, or sitting on a beach. And in all of those moments, in those different scenarios, I was able to spend some time reflecting on the Lord's dealings with me and us. And every time I had to come to this conclusion, the Lord is good. This Lord that our lives are given to, He's God. And we're just the sheep of His pasture. We belong to Him. He made us. And He owns us. And this God that we worship and serve, and our lives revolve around this. This does not revolve around our life. Our lives revolve around this. This Lord is good. So good. Verse 1 says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. So enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." The Lord is so good. He is so, so good. The Scripture says, "Out of the heart, the mouth will speak." And when it comes to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit's dealings with us in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's the only way God has dealt with His people. In, through, by way of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we think of His dealings with us through Christ, all that the heart of a believer can dwell on, if we're really thinking on His dealings with us, all that the heart of a believer can dwell on, and therefore all that the mouth of a believer can speak on, is His goodness to us. The goodness of the Lord to us. Looking at what we were, what we are, and what we deserve. When the Lord really causes us to see that, because the flesh thinks it's something that it's not. It thinks it deserves something that it doesn't. But when we consider all that, when God's people get a moment to truly ponder in their hearts God's dealings with them, in and because of the Lord Jesus Christ, the only resolve that a child of God can come to is, the Lord has been so good to me. He's given me a breath of air, one right after the next now, for 43 years. He allowed me to go through everything I've been through, I believe, to bring me to this place where I am. And He has been so good to me. He's been so good to me. I've had a lot of sadness and sorrowful things happen. And you have too. But the Lord has been good to us. Oh, He's been so good to us. We're part of a congregation. This is a spiritual family. That's what this is. This is a family. And this spiritual family is made up of physical families, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, parents, children, grandchildren. The Lord has been so good to us as we sit here with our families. David didn't have that. The man who wrote this, he did not have that. Do you know what David's last words were? These be the last words of David. You know what his last words were? He said, "Although it be not so with my house, although my house be not so with God, He has made with me an everlasting covenant." You talk about why me? Ordered in all things and sure. He said, "This is all my salvation and all my desire." He said, "The Lord has been so good to me. Just so good to me." It was His goodness that caused Him to think on us in the first place. Don't turn to any of these. I'm going to quote some scripture to you. But David said in Psalm 139, he said, "How precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand." It's amazing. An amazing thought to think on. In Psalm 8, David said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?" Job said, "What is man that thou shouldest set thine heart upon him?" It was His goodness that caused Him to think on us in the first place, just to even turn His attention toward us. And it was His goodness that caused Him to choose to put us in Christ, caused Him to give us to Christ. That was His goodness. Again, don't turn. But 2 Thessalonians 2:13 says, "We are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth." It was God's goodness that did that. It was His goodness that caused Christ to give Himself. I wrote in these notes, "Give Himself," in parentheses, "give His life, give His blood." When I wrote that, I thought, "Lord, please don't let that become common to me. Please don't let that become common to me." It was His goodness that caused Jesus Christ, the God of heaven, to give Himself, give His life, and give His blood to redeem us from everything we lost. God made us perfect, and we lost it all. He redeemed us from everything we fell into, all of that sin and all that ruin. Everything that we still are in the flesh, when we look at this flesh, everything this flesh is, all the pride against Him and the enmity against Him and the selfishness and the self-righteousness and the wickedness, He gave Himself. Romans 5 says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." It was the goodness of the Father to be mindful of us and to give us to Christ. It was the goodness of the Son that gave Himself to save us. Gave Himself to save us. I think about when Job cried, "Deliver them from going down to the pit. I found a ransom." What was the ransom? Christ went into the pit. It's the goodness of the Spirit that calls us back. It was the goodness of the Spirit that called us back initially and calls us back continually. And I hope we can enter into that. Do we have any idea how prone to wander we really are? Oh, it is the goodness of the Spirit that called us and calls us and calls and calls and calls every time we wander away from Him. Romans 2 says, it is the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. That changed mind back to Him. That's His goodness. 1 Corinthians 1 says, God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. He has called, and thank God He'll keep calling. He will keep calling, He will keep calling, He'll keep calling until we're home with Him. It is His goodness that will keep us all the way to the end. God's people are kept by the power of God in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's literally where we are kept. We are kept in Him. God the Father put us in Christ for safekeeping. Kept in Him. When we have moments of true reflection, those moments where the Lord sends, I believe, sends His Spirit and opens up the heart, opens up the soul. And we have true moments of honestly entering into what our God has done for us and how He has been to us, how He has treated us in spite of us. Unprofitable servants, unworthy children. When we enter into that, the only thing that can truly fill our minds and our hearts, and this is the only resolve we can come to, the Lord is good. The Lord is so good. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, like shackles, like handcuffs, bind my wandering heart to thee. See if you can enter into this. His goodness has bound our wandering hearts to Him. Just ponder that. Honestly, think on that. Go get a cup of coffee and sit on a patio somewhere and ponder that. His goodness has bound our wandering hearts to Him, like shekels, like handcuffs. And He allows us just enough slack to let us see what we're prone to do, and then it tightens up. Now, this is what I want to get across to us tonight. Because of His goodness to us on the cross, we know that when we talk about His goodness, it goes to the cross. It goes to everything that we just mentioned. Because of His goodness to us on the cross, He has secured nothing but goodness for us. Now and for all eternity. Today and for every day that is to come. Nothing but goodness for us. Turn with me to Isaiah 63. Isaiah 63, the heading at the top of my page says, Christ showeth who He is and His power to save. This is the goodness of His cross. This is Christ speaking right here. Verse 1 says, "Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat?" Why are your garments stained red? He said, this is the reason why. Verse 3. "It's because I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in mine anger and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments. And I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. And I looked, and there was none to help. And I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore, mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. And I will tread down the people in mine anger and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth." What he's saying is, I will deal with them in myself. I'll pour out my wrath in my own self. Now watch verse 7. After he said, I fought this battle alone, I bore that cross alone, I by myself purged their sins. Verse 7, he said, "I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praise of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old." He said, because I redeemed you, I'll bear you and I'll carry you all your days of old. He said, I am speaking of my goodness to you. And this is what I want us to get a hold of. Because his goodness redeemed us, his goodness will bear us and will carry us today and for the rest of our days of old. No matter what it is, it's going to be goodness now and forever. This brings such peace into my heart. This brings such comfort, such encouragement, now and forever. It is not going to be easy, but it's going to be goodness, no matter what it is. As his people, we are going to be able to say in it and after it, always, as we're sitting there pondering how he dealt with us, every time we're going to be able to say, man, the Lord is good. We'll say it every time. Oh, the Lord is so good. The Lord has been nothing but good to me, and we'll mean it. The Lord has been nothing but good to me. Turn with me to Psalm 23. Psalm 23, verse 6, David said, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Goodness and mercy. He said, surely goodness is going to follow me. Does that mean prosperity and ease, David? No. Verse 4, he said, "I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death right now." That's where I am right now. Death is all around me. not prosperity, death. Verse 5, he said, I'm right now in the presence of mine enemies. I'm not at ease, I'm at war. David was constantly at war. Fighting without, fighting within. David said, I don't live on easy street. I live on the road of trouble, the road of trials. But he said in verse 2, I can still lie down in green pastures. I can enjoy the quietness of still waters. Why? Why is that, David? Verse 1, he said, it's because the Lord is my shepherd. Verse 3, he said, the Lord has led me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Every path he leads me down is bringing me to him. Every path he leads me down is bringing me to him. So he said in verse 6, for that reason, I know with absolute certainty, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Goodness. It's all bringing goodness. Psalm 107 talks about men who are in all kinds of trouble. It's a wonderful psalm. Just all kinds of trouble, because they've been put in a place where they have to cry out for help over and over again. And the reoccurring verse in that psalm is, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. By God's grace, we preface with by God's grace, by Him bringing these things to our mind, creating this heart of faith in Him, by His grace, we will. We will. If His goodness will bind our wandering hearts to Him, then we will praise Him for all of His goodness to us. Now let's close by reading the text one more time. Go with me back to Psalm 100. Verse 1 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. I pray every generation here will be able to say, the Lord has been good to me. In Christ, because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray every generation will be able to say, God has been so good to me. He chose me. He saved me. He called me. He kept me. In spite of me. He's just been so good. The Lord is so good. Praise and thanks. Praise and thanks be unto Him. All right, let's all stand together.